Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! It's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining report live. The Brian and Krupa Studio.
Hey, your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle. It is. Welcome to September. Let's start off there. And then, of course,
I got my hoodie on.
559. You're so extreme. High of 78. Currently 63 with cloudy skies on this beautiful Tuesday.
Hi, G.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Telephone Tuesday?
Telephone Tuesday. I'm a little cold. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah, be like that.
Oh, but we got a jam-packed show for you this morning. Stacey Shaw, She Knows the Law, coming up at 7:50. What you got for TMG?
Ooh, we got a few things to discuss, including Shannon Sharp responding to Ray Lewis.
Oh, they used to be partners.
Yeah, used to be is the key word there. And
they're
Tyrese.
Not cool no more.
They doesn't sound like they're in good terms. And Tyrese and Mary J. Blige, he is still online talking about Mary.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, got your motivation coming up in 10 minutes, buddy. My stomach is a little empty. I am a little hungry. I need some queso. I need some Law and Order, clearly.
Some queso. Right,
you got the queso
got
there.
The blanco.
Look at you prepared, because it is Taco Tuesday.
Today is Taco Tuesday.
Get on your job, tell them, haters, get on your job. Motivate, sucker, can't make me suffer, just make me stronger and make me tough.
Imagine walking along the ocean shore. Nothing you could do, no command you could issue, would be able to stop the waves from rolling relentlessly upon the sand. Surrender for a moment to that reality and feel in its truth an intense connection to all that is. You and everyone you know spend time and energy seeking to gain more control of the world around you. But what if that world is with you rather than around and apart from you? What if the distinction between you and everything else is not as solid as you've assumed? Perhaps accepting and fully experiencing would bring you more fulfillment than seeking to dominate and control. You cannot make the waves cease, and neither can you make them start. You can draw inspiration, perspective, and a sense of wonder from their eternal power. Feel the strength you have to thrive within reality as it is. Improve what you can improve, accept what you can't, and direct your efforts to expand life's meaningful, enduring goodness. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jam.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:24 on your time. It's a high of 78. Currently 63, cloudy skies at Longview Lake. Tamar Braxton shared how she sleptwalked and ended up in a pool of blood, but some fans are saying that she's lying and now she's defending herself.
What's the drama that I did? Somebody gotta tell me. What is the drama? Tell me what is the drama. What is the drama? All I know is I went to bed and I woke up and my life changed. I probably shouldn't have said nothing, but I panicked.
Y'all nosy.
Yeah, I mean, she invited people in the business because she mentioned it. So people probably would have found out either way. But just leave the lady alone. She's still a person and an individual at the end of the day.
I just be thinking, like, why people gotta lie about that? If they are. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
questions that need answers, and we might not find those answers today. Switching gears, Shannon Sharp has responded to his former friend, Ray Lewis, who took some shots at him.
Uh-oh. I got you.
I bite my tongue. I'll be the bigger person. I'll walk away. Hey, you right. Because you know why, Ocho? It's low-hanging fruit. You know how I know? Because your boy, you looking at him. He low-hanging fruit. Mm. And there are a lot of people taking your shot at your boy. Boy. Everybody want to pile on. Everybody jump on now. Hey, everybody want to get a lick now because when your boy was doing good, a lot of people, they have a whole lot to say.
And Ray Lewis added in his whole thing that...
What'd he say? I need to know, man. I got to know.
The paraphrase is Shannon Sharp became a chatty patty and he didn't see that for him. Like him in the podcast, he didn't expect that for him.
That's not...
But maybe the
I've been roasting my whole life, so I see different levels of
roasting to be funny, and you being dead serious about a person that's supposed to be your friend is different.
Well, is he lying? That'd be my thing. Is he lying?
But that might just be a conversation you need to have with him, and not during an interview. So it's different. That's all.
I'm a stone cold blunt truth teller, and so if it's to me in my logical mind, mm-hmm. if it's true, He became a chatty patty. He got paid. You getting paid for it.
He is a chatty patty.
So,
there's that.
No harm, no foul to me.
I feel that. That's the morning gossip right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Just a friendly reminder that Powerball is still in the atmosphere. It's at surpassed 1.3 billion.
It did?
Yes. So.
Oh, my God.
I'm getting me a ticket up out of after this. Don't
you
worry about
everybody
me.
Else, that means you ain't going to win.
$5, Buster.
It's your boy, Kemet Coleman, founder of Vine Street Brewing Company, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
Had a dynamite.
Dynamite is
very.
What in the good times is going on?
A very, very busy weekend, D, as it all culminated Sunday night. Mm-hmm. At the Power and Light District for the 20th White Linen Party. Jesus, we just want to thank Kansas City for coming out and having a good time. Mm-hmm. It was one for the books, D.
Yeah, no, we had a great time. Kansas City, thank you so much for showing out. Everybody looks so beautiful in the all white. So just to look out and see everybody and then just to walk around and kick it with the cousins. I know a lot of our cousins, too, were celebrating birthdays. Happy birthday to Sharena. Some other cousins we ran into, Tina and Atrina. So everybody was outside and it just looked so beautiful. Not to mention Jay Brown, Lizzen, Lavelle, Jesse Pringle, Kevin Ross, Ro James all killed it. And of course, shout out to DJ Mac.
My dog.
At the core DJs in the building.
You know it. You know, best in the business. You know, you want the best, you get the best.
Hello.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, thank you, Kansas City, for coming out. Also, man, I need to shout out Kendra and my man Titus. Did their nuptials over the weekend. It was a beautiful wedding. Don't you start. See, I should turn your mic off right now because you're going to be talking about my marriage propaganda. But when there's so much love in the building, let me go ahead and turn that mic off right now. When there's so much love in the building, man, mm-hmm. you just can't help but get engulfed in it. And when you're surrounded around family and friends and stuff, you know, it just, all the... all the love just seeps out and comes out, man.
Yeah.
So it was a good time.
I love that. Well, yeah, it was an amazing weekend. Hope you had a great weekend as well.
What's up, KC? This is your boy, Comedian Arnaz J, a.k.a. Sweet Potato. I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam. Sit your musical.
D, you put me onto this video mm-hmm. where this coach talking to this young man. And... I really want y'all to pay attention to this, especially parents of troubled youth, or if you are a counselor or if you are a community leader of some sort. Listen to this excerpt from this coach talking to this young man.
And I'm telling you now, from the bottom of my heart, if you leave this damn field, son, within 3 years, I'm going to have to come see you. Either in the grave or in because that's where you're headed. Because you don't want no this. I'm telling you now, son, if you walk out from this field in 3 years, I'm going to see you somewhere, and I don't want to do it. I told you that before, and I'm telling you again, it's your choice. You can stick this shit out and be a man about what you do, or you can be a coward and put this on me. And I understand you ain't never been a part of a team, but I'm rooting for you. Look at me, man. I'm rooting for you. I pray for you every night. Out of all these kids, I pray for you. because I don't want to see you out there, boy. You got so much in you.
Man, look. And I'm going to preface this by saying, if you're a soft parenting person or if your kid ain't never been in no trouble, this probably ain't for you.
Right.
So the way that he's talking to that young man, he might be 14, 15, 16 years old, it looks like to me. I can tell that that young man has been around some things that he wasn't supposed to be around and that maybe he perhaps has been in a little quote-unquote trouble.
Yeah.
And him being labeled as a troubled kid, this, that, and the third, or whatever. I'm telling y'all this. Kids built from that environment, and we know a ton of them. They need that. That man believes in that young man. And that's all he was saying. Yes, there's a few cuss words in there. But that's the way these kids understand sometimes, dog.
Yeah.
That's how you got to get to the audience in which you want to penetrate to make a difference.
And it's all about knowing your kids and knowing your students as well when it comes to that. Because certain things that a parent can say, a coach can't. But certain things
Facts.
That a coach can say, a parent shouldn't say either because they need to hear it from somebody that's
yeah.
not their own blood and flesh.
They can say it, D. It just ain't gonna hit the same.
It's not.
Because they used to your rhetoric. They're
yeah,
used
it's like,
to.
Oh, that's my mama. She
right.
don't want me to do nothing. But if your coach is saying it, he might have went down a similar path.
Right.
You can actually relate a little bit better.
Man, and listen, as being a former youth head coach, man, look, I got a kid missing right now in Kansas City that I used to coach, 14, 15 years old. And you can see these things before they happen, dog. So why not get ahead of it? Why not try to tell this kid the real world and how it is and how they are going to talk to you? Because please believe me, if something happens to that kid and he gets in the government, in the system, they're going to talk to him way worse than what mm-hmm. that coach was telling him.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, I took that as love, as passion, as some sort of father figure trying to look out for that young man.
Yeah.
And more of that, more young men like that need to hear that passion. They need to hear that influence, and they need to keep it real instead of this old soft parenting fugazi fantasy.
I'ma turn the other cheek. You do what you
yeah,
do.
You can't do that.
Can't
you cannot be your child's friend. You need to be their parent
right.
first at all times.
All times.
That hit me hard, D. So
yeah.
I had to.
No, I'm glad we talked about it. And please continue to share that along, cousins. Just spread some word about that and some awareness.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23 on your time, high of 79, currently 64, cloudy skies at the Grandview Triangle. Remember a few months ago when Tyrese hit up social media when he was trying to get in contact with Mary J. Blige? Well, there was a reason for that. He said he tailor-made a song for her, but now that he did get in contact with her, it didn't go as planned.
Tried my best to get Mary J. Blige on both songs. She passed on it. It's okay. I feel a way about it. I'm hurt. I'm really hurt. I can't lie. Taylor made for Mary.
You know how many Taylor made songs people have for Mary
exactly.
J. Blige? Come on, Tyrese, stop. Like, it made me feel like something wrong with him when he be doing
yeah.
stuff like this, D.
A lot of people are concerned about him. I mean, it's just like you get on social media and all we want to know is how you gonna act like that. I don't know.
Here you go.
This is all I got. Don't take my baby, okay?
What is he going to do?
What more do you want from me?
He's a little bit all over the place, so we just want to send some prayers to Tyrese. Hopefully he figures out his whole thing.
Maybe we can send him to Atlanta.
Hopefully not. Atlanta's been in the news a lot lately. One being...
that bed being hot.
Yeah. One being Jermaine Dupri was a part of the production of the Magic City documentary that just came out. So that's not necessarily the chaos that's going on. I will be checking that out, by the way. But
of course you will.
Rapper Young Thug has been in hot water for a week now because it's been a bunch of leaked calls of him talking a lot of trash about other rappers, including Gunna, Gucci Mane, Lil
wow.
Baby.
Wow.
It's been a lot of back and forth.
Talk about a chatty patty.
He is a chatty patty. I mean, put him and Shannon Sharp in the room. Ain't no telling what type of conversations you're going to have. I'm telling you, the messiest person you know that talks the most is probably a man.
See, here you go. Here you go with
I'm
this.
I'm just saying.
The men. please, woman for me is the best person.
I can understand your point of view.
So much to the police,
but that's not the only chaos they got going on. So Young Thug is all, it's the snitching war. Everybody wants to talk about, oh, you a snitch. Are you told? You told on your granny.
Stop talking so much.
It's played out. But Lotto and 21 Savage, they've been rumored to be dating for a very long time, but there's never been any proof of it. Well, finally, somebody caught them vacationing together and then posted the picture. And then they also stopped at a restaurant wherever they were vacationing at. And the people of the establishment tagged her in the photo. Mind you, she's not even in the photo. 21 Savage is in the photo. And people said, why'd you tag her? They were like, well, she was here too. Y'all just snitching. Snitching is just going around in Atlanta right
now.
You're
looking pretty thick.
Snitching and scamming and making it rain. But the lemon pepper wings up at Magic City, they fired on. So,
I do it, girl. I was giving it to them, okay?
Shout out to the ATL.
This is Bria Berry from KMBC 9. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
I want to assure you that this is not a decision I've made lightly. I hope the legislature will work together to pass this map and critically needed IP reform to stay true to our Missouri First values. This is about clarity for voters and ownership of our future.
Governor of Missouri Mike Kehoe talking about redistricting Missouri. And this is really going to cause chaos as, you know, we know what they're trying to do. The Republicans are definitely trying to take over not only Missouri, but the entire United States as a whole. But U.S. Representative Emanuel Cleaver, he vowed last Friday to fight Republican efforts to redraw these congressional maps. He said that the move to change the boundaries of his Kansas City-based district will make it easier for Republican to win that seat.
We're going to fight this all the way. It's going to probably end up in the Supreme Court. You could have two people fighting legislation in the state and the national capital, and the school district wanting one side to win and realize that the other side will do damage. So what happens? I mean, that is just absolutely mind-bending. It will render people in Kansas City essentially silence and powerlessness. Kansas City is roughly 70-something percent Democratic. And if you tear Kansas City, tear it apart, put one portion of the Kansas City area in one district and one portion in the other, the chances are they get no representation. The worst thing you could do to me was come charging at me. I tend to buck up and fight back. So the word for the community is that this ain't over.
Love that. It definitely feels like a threat to the ballot initiative and citizen power. So, yeah.
Shout out to Teddy Riley. It ain't over. All right, Stacey Shaw, she knows the law. Good morning, Stacey. What you got?
Today, we're going to be talking about the Sixth Amendment. It's part of our constitutional law series, so make sure you come back at 7:50.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatements, Stacey Shaw knows the law with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
It's time to throw it to the official attorney of Hustle and Shine in the morning, Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. Stacey, good morning.
Today for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law, we're going to be talking about the Sixth Amendment. We have gone through five amendments so far in our constitutional law series, and the Sixth Amendment guarantees the rights of people accused of crimes, including the right to a speedy trial and public trial and impartial jury, to be informed of the charges, to confront witnesses, and to have witnesses in their favor and the assistance of a lawyer. If you're not going to take nothing else away from this, the Sixth Amendment guarantees you the right to a lawyer. The speedy trial is to make sure that you are not sitting in jail without the opportunity for a trial for years and years. So at any time, you can file what's called a speedy trial motion, and that will give you a trial within 120 days. The impartial jury means that you have a right to a jury of your peers. There's a lot of case law about this to determine what is a jury of your peers, but you're definitely entitled to one. And you can call witnesses and have them subpoenaed. So you don't ever have to be feeling like you are forced to take a guilty plea. You can take it to trial. Nobody can force you to plead guilty. And if you can't afford a lawyer, one has to be appointed for you in cases where you are facing jail time. A lot of this comes in when people have traffic tickets. Generally, unless you're going to have jail time for that traffic ticket, like a DWI, or you're charged with domestic assault in a municipal case, you're generally not entitled to a lawyer for a traffic ticket. But anything where you are going to have jail time or it is on the table, you have to be appointed a lawyer if you can't afford one. We're going to be going over this on KPRT at 11:30 for Faith Justice Victory, so make sure you tune in there. If you have questions about criminal cases or any other type of legal case, you can always give me a call at 816-359-1877. You can find me online at stacyshawlaw.com and on all social media at stacyshawlaw. Shout out to all of my young scholars going to school. You're going to be doing something great today. Make sure to listen to your parents and your teachers. And until next time, good luck and God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertisements.
Good morning. How y'all doing? It's D-Ray Davis. I'm getting up. Girl, move. Girl, you girl. All these girls. Move, ladies. I'm not like this. Look, Hustle and Shine, baby. Listen to Hustle and Shine in the morning right now. Stop. I'm trying to get the call words out. You know what you're listening to. Ha-ha, 103 Jam.
And yes, the Powerball drawing will be tomorrow. So go ahead and get about that man.
Let's talk about that real quick. Dude. I need some of that. Look, how much is it? Over a billion now?
Oh, yeah, it's over a billion for sure.
Lord.
It's estimated that it will grow beyond that, of course. It's reached $1.3 billion. No winners yet.
Look, man, if y'all don't hear from me past Thursday...
You telling on yourself.
I thought you was going to be
incognito.
I am. Yeah, you ain't going to know where.
I still clock in.
Nah, you going to need Carmen San Diego to figure out where I'm going to be.
Chains might get a little bit bigger.
I said what I said.
But everything else going to be regular to program schedule.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Virgo season. Happy birthday to those modest, independent, and artistic Virgos.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hands up.
Sending over a happy birthday to actor Damson Idris. A happy birthday to singer-songwriter known for her vocals on All Falls Down. Happy birthday to Selena Johnson. Happy birthday to singer-songwriter and member of KC and JoJo, and of course Jodeci. Happy birthday to KC. Sending over a major happy birthday to the comedian and actor who done set off a lot of chaos. Happy birthday to Cat Williams. A big Hustle and Shine happy birthday to one of our favorite cousins and biggest supporters. Happy birthday to Rich Harris. Enjoy your birthday, cousin.
Okay, D, let's take it home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Krishan Austin, Tawana Jones, and Antonio Howard. Happy birthday, Victoria Manning, Robert A. Jones Jr., and Kay Gravino. Happy birthday, Rafaeli Mendez, Jordan Michael Turner, and Umar Shumpert. Plus, sending birthday love to Alex Yabara, Frank Rizzo, my partner Kimberly Creme de la Creme Stanley, and everybody else born on September 2nd. Happy birthday, Virgos. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Kia.
Hey, Kia. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. All right, Kia. What's your check engine light looking like, man?
It ain't on.
Okay. All right.
Stop lying.
Sound like a lot of me, but we'll go ahead.
Stop. Lying.
All right, kid, we got two tickets to see you to go see Cat Williams and your name qualify for some money, but you got to finish these lyrics with passion. You ready?
Okay.
Get on my knees for you.
Ooh, baby.
What else there to do?
I don't know. I don't know, but I'll cry.
Baby. I'm begging,
begging, baby. Baby, I'm begging, baby. I'm begging, begging, baby.
Lord have mercy.
No, Lord. Lord. Okay, we'll take it.
Yeah. Yeah. You did better than me, cousin. You did better than me.
You, how y'all don't know cry for you?
That's for y'all.
Lady,
that's for the men's.
Yeah.
I need a little bit of help to get there. That's all. I can take the rest, but the part right there just messed me up. But she got it. She got it good enough. You going to see Cat Williams in October. You getting 2 tickets and your name is qualified for $1,000 in hot summer cash. Who you taking with you to the comedy show?
Probably my little brother.
That's what's up.
That's what he's called in the phone. Okay.
Hey.
Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up, cousin.
Hustling, shining in the morning.
I need that money.